This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome to Community Connection. Today we have Amy Seifert on, and Amy was on a couple of weeks ago with the DACC radio program. As you all know, we host the DAC radio show and we host Community Connection, and I'm lucky enough to get to be the host for both of those shows. When Amy was on, she was talking about a lot of different things that at the time, Amy, we had no idea how relevant they were going to be. Suddenly we're hit with the Quaker situation. And so I wanted to bring you on here to help me address the Quaker people and talk about some of the different things that your office can provide, some of the different skills, some of the different tips. So thank you for agreeing to join us on a last minute's notice, which you really did.
Sure. Thank you for having me, Laura. Again, I'm Amy. I am with the Danville Area Community College Career and Veterans Services. With the news that we've had recently with Quaker Oats closing and a number of people losing their positions, I have been making some posts on social media, letting the community know that we're here, we're available, we're here to help. We do partner with the American Job Center. So there's a whole team of us behind the scenes that are working to put together job postings. My office specifically, along with the Job Center, will help with resume creation. If you need practice with interviewing, we can do that for you. All things job related, we can help out. Job searches, we have computers available if you want to come in and print off your resumes. Anything like that, we're here to help you.
Mm-hmm. So, Amy, we had Chuck Jones on Monday, and he talked about Vermillion County Works and what was going to happen, how you all were partnering, and you're going to be developing workshops and other things that can help people. So he definitely talked about, DACC Career Services and what you all might be able to offer. So thank you for, again, agreeing to join us on short notice. Before we start the conversation, Amy, tell us a little more about you. And again, how you came to be with your position at DACC.
Right. So I have been a talent acquisition leader in the area for close to 17 years now. So I've got a lot of experience on the other side of it, reviewing resumes, setting up interviews, working with the hiring managers to see what kind of skills are relevant to the positions that they need. So I have that experience most all of my career. Inside and outside of Vermillion County in different roles. I've joined DACC just in February, so I'm new to this position here, kind of doing on the opposite side and really helping the job seekers to find the perfect match for them in a career.
Mm-hmm. Well, Amy, I think you're really going to be able to add value to this conversation because, again, you've been on both sides of that. So you know what employers are looking for and you know what the job seekers are looking for. So we're going to try to walk through some of those processes as we have the conversation today. Let's go ahead and take our first break and then we'll come back. We're just really going to hit the topic hard. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Community Connection. This morning we have Amy Seifert with us. She's with DACC Career Services, and she's going to help us talk about applying for jobs, writing resumes, interviewing, all of the above. So let's just start with a resume. What is it, and how do we make it work?
Sure. Essentially, a resume is a condensed timeline of your work and education experience, and even also your volunteer experiences. Most of the recruiters now, it's a proven fact that they take about 30 seconds or less when reviewing a resume. So it's always good to keep in mind making sure you get to the relevant points concerning the job that you're applying for, keeping it short, accurate. Like I said, they spend about 30 seconds reviewing each resume. And once that's done, they'll compile maybe a list of 3 to 5 really good resumes that they're going to send on to their hiring manager for review. So you want to make sure that it's very thorough. Things are spelled. You want to do the spell check 2 or 3 times, maybe have a friend take a look at it as well. And then another thing I think some people also overlook is their contact information. You don't necessarily have to have your home address on a resume anymore. It's just more relevant to make sure that you have your phone number listed. that it's a working phone number, and remember to make sure to check your voicemail. So some people, you know, there's been numerous times I've called as a recruiter to try to get a hold of a candidate, but it goes to their voicemail and either they don't have it set up or it's full and we're unable to contact that candidate. So being on the recruiter side of it, it's a fast pace. So you move on, to the next candidate, and that could be detrimental if there's not an ability to contact the candidate. Mm-hmm. Another thing recruiters really look close at are their email addresses. So you want to make sure that you have a good, clean, professional email address for them to contact you as well.
Okay, so what do you mean? Go a little more in depth with that. What would be an example of bad, and what would be an example of good?
So a good, you know, Gmail has the free email addresses you could get. A good one would be like, for example, mine is amysievert@gmail.com. So having your name on there is fine, but if it has like, if you have something like sillyme.com or even a different business address, you want to make sure it's not your current work address, to where if you're leaving that position, we're going to be emailing your work address and things like that. So just a very professional, whether it be a first initial and your last name at Outlook, Gmail, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And Amy, I know that probably most people do have email addresses and they do use email, but there may be some that don't. Again, you know, what I was finding when I would work with rapid response teams, when I've been in a job 20, 25, 30 years, you know, I'm just working there. I'm not looking to build a resume. I'm not looking to use email for any business related thing. I know that your office can help with all of these pieces.
Yes, absolutely. We have a lab set up within our career services department where we can walk you through creating an email, creating your resume from scratch. So we have Kelly in our office, Kelly McBride. She's really good at talking to candidates about, you know, tell me what you've done in your role, in your career, and pulling those key experiences out to highlight in the resume, whether they be your resume is going to be mostly your hard skills, which would be the skills that are measurable. For example, the words, typing words per minute, or how many people you've managed. So really your goal of your resume is to get to that next step and get that phone screen or to get that interview. But we do have the ability here in career services to help with that. And then as well as, you know, I know a lot of people may have not thought about having a LinkedIn profile. We can help with getting that set up. That's another way that employers can contact you, and just another way of job searching as well.
Okay. And you can help set it up. Again, some people may not be real experienced with computers, but again, you and Kelly and other people on staff are more than willing to help with that.
We're willing to help walk anyone through that may need it.
Mm-hmm. And Amy, do you need to include a cover letter with resumes?
That's really preference anymore. It's not really necessary or included unless specifically asked in the job description. So you're going to want to pay attention to how, when you're submitting your resume, a lot of the employers ask that you go online to their career site, and they're going to have you upload your resume. And what they do is they have what's called an applicant tracking system, or an ATS system, that will parse your resume to the application. So you still want to make sure that you thoroughly go through that and that everything is parsing over well and applying that way.
Mm-hmm. And Amy, again, you've been in this career a long time, so you know the way the resumes have changed and the time. Again, spending 30 seconds to review it. So I know your office can help with tips of what you should do and what you shouldn't do.
Yes, absolutely. We can help pull out those keywords from your job experiences and highlight those within the resume, so that if somebody, you know, the employers that are possibly using an applicant tracking system, a lot of them have some AI built-in technologies that are specifically looking for those keywords, and they can mark a resume, you know, a 90% match, 80% match, 20% match. So we'll certainly give tips and tricks on how to make sure we're pulling out. We don't want to just put keywords in there that aren't specifically related to the experience that you have, but helping to pull those out and highlight those.
Mm-hmm. And Amy, we are seeing a lot of jobs being posted on Facebook and online, you know, especially in light of the Quaker situation. How do people apply for those jobs?
So a lot of them will have links directly to their career site, and those positions will take you right to the position that's either posted or to the careers that they have open and available within their company. If there's any question or confusion with that, again, you're welcome to come here to the Career Services Department, and we can help walk you through that and looking for the specific job or role, or even if you don't have access to a home computer, we do have those here in our lab and can help with that.
Okay, good information. Let's go ahead and take our last break, and we'll come back in just a moment. Welcome back to Community Connection. Today we are speaking with Amy Seifert from DACC Career Services, and we've been talking about resumes and applying for jobs and just kind of walking through that process. Amy, you were on the DACC radio show a few weeks ago to talk about something that's coming up on April 24th that's very relevant.
Yes, absolutely. We have our Career Expo taking place on April 24th at the David Palmer Arena here in Danville. The hours are 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We've got currently over probably around 60 employers that have signed up to come. We've seen that number rising every day. And they're not just employers that are here within the Vermilion County area. We are getting those that are, you know, some that are across the state line, some that are in the Champaign area too. So we see that number going up every day. That's a great place to start. And any advice that the one piece of advice I would give for that is to show up, make sure you're dressed at least at the minimum in a business casual dress, professional or business casual dress. And then don't be shy. Go up to the recruiters that are there at their tables, introduce yourself, talk to them about the skills that you have, and ask questions about the company, and keep the questions relevant to what specific roles they'll be looking to fill, and how possibly your skills can match up with those. Mm-hmm. Right, not to talk about, you know, tell me what you have and how much do you pay. Those are the things that are just going to be off-putting right from the get-go. But really just addressing those recruiters and not making them have to come after you and say, hey, tell me about yourself.
Mm-hmm. So, Amy, you were talking about business casual. I just want to throw out there, you know, I retired several years ago, and literally I got rid of almost all of my professional wardrobe. What if I'm that person that I don't have business casual, or tell me more what you mean by business casual?
So what I mean by business casual is, you know, a nice pair of slacks and either a sweater or a button-down shirt, things like that. Or if you do not have that, a very nice, clean, pressed pair of jeans, no holes, nice shoes, no open toe, keep a professional shirt on the top. And if you don't even have access to that, or you're not sure, certainly get a hold of us. We do have a clothes closet as well. We can put together some things working with your existing wardrobe, or and then adding pieces that you may need from what we have here. But certainly reach out if you have any questions regarding that, or you know, you could try on an outfit, take a picture, ask a friend, you can send it to us, we'll let you know.
And Amy, I think what's really important, you know, again, you mentioned the clothes closet, and I don't know if people understand how that, we're just talking about, you know, the little walk-in 15-hanger closet. At DACC, we really have an entire room filled with professional clothing, all different sizes, all different styles. So this is definitely something that you all are offering to the public.
Yes, absolutely. And it's just not the business attire shirts and pants that we have in all different sizes. And we also have shoes, belts, things like that, that can help kind of tie together an outfit, whether you have it existing or need to add to that as well. But it's an entire room on our third floor here at DAC. And we're receiving new items daily as well, or weekly we do receive some new items. So that's constantly changing. We are going through that to make sure that the outfits that we have are relevant, and we're not going to put you in something from, you know, the 80s to, you know, the big high shoulder pads, even though those are coming back, I've seen.
So again, the Career Expo, that's going to be April 24th at the David S. Palmer Arena from 9 to 3. So we were just getting some tips from Amy on dress. And so when we walk in there, should we have resumes prepared?
Yes. And we will have a center, a business center set up at the job fair too, in case you don't have access to a printer We certainly don't want you to have to go pay someone to print off your resumes. You can come there. We'll help do that for you as well. Come with your information already, whether it be on a zip drive. We can download that. We can print it. Or if you already just have maybe just one resume that's already printed off, we can make copies of that for you so that you're able to give those out. And another thing, once you're giving those out to recruiters, ask for their card as well so that next week or the week after the business expo, you can send them an email and just follow up and say, you know, how it was nice to meet them and just keep that connection alive.
Mm-hmm. So Amy, I go to the job fair, I'm passing out my resumes, and I get a call to come in for an interview. I haven't interviewed in 30 years. What's that going to look like?
What it's going to look like is usually recruiters now will do a phone interview, a Zoom interview, and that's still kind of at the recruiter stage before they submit them to the actual hiring manager. That's what most companies or corporations do. But if you're nervous, if you're wondering what type of questions are going to be asked, most likely they're going to be a mixture of, you know, tell me a little bit about your skills, and that's just going to be a brief part of it because they have that on your resume. But then they're going to start following up with competency-based interviews or soft skill interviews. So these are really situational interview questions where they're going to ask you to give them an example of a time when, and you're going to put that in a story form, which is, or a STAR method, and address the answers that way. And we can certainly work with anyone that's nervous or thinks about me being in a recruiting field. When I myself had gone for interviews, I'm very, very nervous, only because I think of all the questions that may be asked that I've done previously. So it's normal to be nervous. I know recruiters expect that from candidates as they're talking to them. But let's come in and not only can we help give you ideas on how to answer your questions, but things to do to help you get ready, prepare, relax, and just be ready to tackle that.
Mm-hmm. So Amy, coming to your office, do they need to make an appointment? Is that the best way to do that? Or do you do
the best way? Yes, we do take walk-ins, but making an appointment with our office would be best. You can contact Kelly McBride in our office. She can get that set up. Her and myself are happy to assist in any area that they need. You can reach us by dialing 217-443-8597. And to get those appointments scheduled. But if you're just out and about, you're listening to us now, stop in and we'll certainly do what we can for the times that we have available, or even make a follow-up appointment if need be.
Mm-hmm. So Amy, speaking specifically to the Quaker folks that may be listening to this right now, you know, the job fair is about a week out or so. What should they be doing today? What's important today as far as preparing themselves to look for a new job or to apply for a new job?
I think what's important is to, first of all, see what's being posted, see what's out there, see what employers or jobs that align with the things that they have been doing at Quaker. You may not think that something aligns exactly with a job description, but that's not always the case. Employers aren't looking for somebody to match 100% of their job description. Even if we can pull out two or three of those skills, let's go for it. Let's get the resumes created and start applying that way. But even prior to the job fair, go online with these companies, look at their postings, go ahead and submit your applications there as well, along with your resumes.
Amy, is there a list available of who's going to be at the job fair?
We haven't put that list together yet. I do have them myself, and I can certainly work on getting that put together and get that out there in the community so they can see. But we have, you know, employers, everything from education, technology, insurance, industrial, healthcare, labor, and construction, of course, hospitality, warehousing, transportation, and even sales positions. So all across, most all industries are going to be represented there at the
okay. Good information. So if somebody's just joined us, again, give the details about the Career Expo, the date, time, place, etc.
Yes, it will be April 24th at David Palmer Arena here in Danville, Illinois, and the times are 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay, good information. And again, Talk about where you're located at DACC and how they can access your services.
Sure. So we are located in Cannon Hall on the second floor. My office is room 214. And again, you can also contact us by calling 217-443-8597.
Okay, good information. Audience, today we've been speaking with Amy Seifer, and again, I highly encourage you, if you are somebody that's going to be applying for a job, if you're looking to build a resume, this is an amazing place to start. If you are looking to interview and you need interview clothing, again, they do have a clothes closet. And Amy, I'm not sure if we mentioned this, but all these services are free to the public.
That's correct. They are free to the community, and of course, our DAC students, but free to the community.
Okay, so we want to make sure that you understand that DACC is there for you. They are more than willing to help. Career services, again, you heard Amy talk about this is something she's done for a very long time. This is her career is helping people with their careers. So they know what they're doing. It's Kelly McBride, an amazing person. They are easy to talk to. And it's just another great place to start, along with Vermillion County Works, to make sure you're getting updated information, learning how to apply, learning what to do on the interviews. Just real quick, Amy, one of the things that you all also do is you help actually with the interview process. So if I'm nervous, you all will meet with me one-on-one and you'll do a mock interview.
That's exactly correct. We will do a mock interview with you, and we even record it if you'd like. So we can video record that and we can play back through it and give tips and tricks on how to take your time, maybe calm your nerves, maybe have something in your hand. While you're talking over the phone to potential employers, that just helps you take your mind off of being so nervous in anticipating what questions are going to come. But absolutely, we can help walk you through that.
All right. Thank you so much. Audience, again, we've been speaking with Amy Seifer, Danville Area Community College. Career Services, please reach out to them. They are more than willing to help. We will be back in the morning with the Enchanted Bookshop, so you'll learn more about that.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.